Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Cách trả lời chủ đề. Describe a time when you had to handle a last-minute change in plans trong IELTS speaking. Trong phần thi speaking của IELTS, thí sinh sẽ phải trả lời các câu hỏi trải dài qua 3 phần. Introduction and interview, long term, part 2, và two-way discussion, part 3. Mỗi phần có những yêu cầu cụ thể và các yếu tố mà một IELTS speaking examiner sẽ đánh giá bao gồm fluency and coherence, sự lưu loát và mạch lạc, lexical resource, nguồn từ vựng, grammatical range and accuracy, phạm vi ngữ pháp và độ chính xác, và pronunciation, cách phát âm. Câu hỏi, describe a time when you had to handle a last-minute change in plans là một dạng câu hỏi phổ biến trong part 2 của phần thi speaking này. Yêu cầu thí sinh kể về một tình huống cụ thể có sự thay đổi kế hoạch vào phút chót và cách thí sinh đã xử lý nó. 2. Nội dung chính, một câu hỏi thường gặp trong part 1. Introduction and interview. Các câu hỏi thường gặp. What do you do in your spare time? Can you describe your hometown? How often do you use technology in your daily life? Gợi ý trả lời câu hỏi trong part 1. Question. Can you describe your hometown? Answer. My hometown is a small but bustling city called Bien Hoa, located in Dong Nai province. It is known for its beautiful landscapes, such as the Trian Lake and the scenic rural areas. Growing up there, I enjoyed the peaceful environment and friendly community. Nowadays, Bien Hoa is developing rapidly with more modern buildings and facilities, but it still retains its unique charm. 2. Part 2. Long term. Cue card. Describe a time when you had to handle a last-minute change in plans. You should say, when it happened, what happened, how you managed the change, and explain how you felt about it. Gợi ý trả lời. A memorable situation that comes to mind is when my friends and I planned a weekend trip to Vung Tau. It happened just 3 months ago. We had been planning the trip for weeks and were really excited. However, on the morning of our departure, one of my friends called to inform us that she couldn't make it due to a personal emergency. This last-minute change threw our plans into disarray. Initially, we were quite frustrated and unsure of what to do next. I took charge and suggested that we adjust our plans instead of canceling the trip altogether. We decided to go with a smaller group and made some quick arrangements regarding accommodation and transport to fit the new plan. We also coordinated with the hotel and tour services to accommodate the reduced number of people, which required a lot of phone calls and negotiating. In the end, the trip turned out to be terrific despite the initial hiccup. I felt quite proud of how we handled the sudden change and even learned some valuable lessons about flexibility and problem solving. Cao Hoi Fu, examiner, how did you feel once the trip was over? I felt incredibly relieved and happy that we managed to make the trip enjoyable despite the last-minute changes. It gave me confidence in my ability to handle unexpected situations. 3. Part 3. Two-way discussion. Examiner.Cao Hoi. How important is it to be flexible in today's world? Being flexible is extremely important in today's fast-paced world. With so many variables and uncertainties, the ability to adapt to changes can determine success or failure. For instance, in the business world, companies that can quickly pivot are more likely to thrive. Do you think people should always have a backup plan? Yes, I believe having a backup plan is essential. It prepares you for unforeseen circumstances and often reduces stress. In my earlier example, having a contingency plan made it easier to act decisively when a problem arose. Tư vựng và cấu trúc quan trọng. Tư vựng. Bustling. Sôi động. Nhộn nhịp. Disarray. Lộn xộn. Tình trạng rối ren. Hiccup. Trục trặc nhỏ. Pivot. Xoay quanh. Thay đổi. Ví dụ sử dụng từ. The bustling city of New York never sleeps. The sudden news threw us into disarray. We managed to overcome the initial hiccups and had a great time. Companies need to pivot quickly to adapt to market changes. Avor, lời khuyên từ examiner. Luyện tập thường xuyên. Hãy thực hiện nhiều bài nói về các chủ đề khác nhau để cải thiện sự tự tin và phản xạ ngôn ngữ. Sử dụng từ vựng phong phú. Luôn tìm kiếm các từ mới và cố gắng sử dụng chúng khi luyện tập. Chú ý đến phát âm. Đảm bảo rằng bạn phát âm rõ ràng để người nghe hiểu được. Hãy luyện tập các câu trả lời mẫu và ứng dụng các kỹ năng đã học vào tình huống thực tế để nâng cao khả năng của bạn trong kỳ thi IELTS Speaking nhé! Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.